There's a Rambam, Perek Vav, Mechuchas Mezuzah, Halacha Test, Rambam Paskins. Sukkah Zachag Bechag, Sukkah, on the Yom Tov of Sukkah, Ubayisha Besvina, and a house on a boat. You have a room, a house on a boat, Ptum in the Mezuzah, the both part of the Mezuzah. The Sukkah is part of the Mezuzah, and the Bayisha Besvina is part of the Mezuzah. The houseboat is part of the Mezuzah. The Rambam gives one reason. Lefisha Einen Asuyun Adiris Kava, because they're not made for Diris Kava. Now, the first part of the Rambam, we talked about a sukkah, that a sukkah is part of a mezuzah. Like we all know, every sukkah, we build a sukkah. It has a, can have a door to it, and it has even a mashkef. All the tanoim, which should be chayiv in a mezuzah, and we never put up a mezuzah. The reason is, the mock is a gemara, the fesh a gemara, and you medaf yud. And the reason is pashut, because the sukkah is a diris haroi. If I can't, a sukkah is supposed to be diris haroi. A lot of halachos, if you make a sukkah diris kava, it's the gemara at the beginning of sukkah, that pays, that's one of the reasons why the ma'al mesu mama is possible, because it's diris kava. Diris kava is possible for sukkah. Sukkah is supposed to be diris haroi. And posh, it's only made for 7 days. Or in chutzot, it's for 8 days. So that's why it's part of a mezuzah. So the first part of the Rambam is posh, that's not a diris kava. But the second thing the Rambam adds on, ubayisha besvina. A bias, if they have a house on a boat, it's also part of a mezuzah, that's a chiddush, shachar. And the Mefarshim, they shtel on, what's the mock of the Rambam? That a bias on a boat is part of a mezuzah? First of all, what's the mock, what's the source? And second, the question is, what's the reason? Why should a bias of a sfeen be part of a mezuzah? If it's talking about, there's something with the room or the house on the boat, which is not chayiv in mezuzah for another reason, for example, the Rambam Perek Vav Hilchos Mezuzah lists, it's mostly up here the Gemara, lists 10 tanoim to be chayv in mezuzah. First of all, the room has to be dalal dalal. Second of all, it has to be a door frame. It has to have two mezuzahs, two side posts. It has to have a mashke. Very important. It has to have a top beam of the door. Let's say it's missing one of these things, then it's poshut that it's not chayv in a mezuzah. Nothing to do with being a houseboat. It could be any room that's built that way is part of a mezuzah. That's not what the Rambam is talking about. The Rambam is talking about, even if the room is damar al-dalad and it has all the tanoim that you need for a mezuzah, still the Rambam says, a bayish of a sfin is potter. So the kasha is why? And what's the makar? You can't say the reason is because the boat is moving. The boat is nov and nod, it's always moving. Maybe you want to compare to the Gemara in Erevin, the Flamid, on the base, the Gemara says, oil zorak, lishmei oil. An oil that's flying, an oil that's moving is not oil, but negeya tuma. That we know the law is if you're underneath an oil with tumah, a person could become tummy. It's an avat tumah underneath an oil. But let's say the oil is thrown, is flying overhead. It's not stationary. That's called oil zorik. We pass an oil zorik is not an oil. So maybe that's the reason here also. You want to see a bias zorik is not loishmei bias, but that's not true because first it's successive, but the reason, but l'chay, you can't say it's as oil zarek because we don't find that a bayis shebesfina is not mahal v'tumah. If a person will be in a boat underneath an oil and in a room on a boat, then he will be mekabel v'tumah. So a bayis shebesfina is not oil zarek. Oh. So what the Yaakov is saying that maybe the reason is because Pashut Ram is saying that bayis shebesfina you only need it temporarily. That's also not mashma so much. What would be if someone that does live more permanently on a boat? First of all, he's there more than 30 days. First of all, the captain, the Rav HaChovel is called the captain of the boat. Sometimes that's his place. He lives on the boat. The workers, poilim that work on a ship. Sailors, this is where they live. They definitely can live there for a year at a time. You know, the Navy, people can live on a boat for a long amount of time. You want to say the Rambam does not mean those people? And the Rambam is talking about people that are temporarily on a boat. It's not mashma that way. The Rambam should have said that. Should have just said any room that you're in for temporarily. That's really Gemara Menachos we're going to learn soon. The Gemara Menachos that from Daniel says, "Haseicha bayis kol shlei shemirim patam mezuzah." If you rent the house and you're going to be there in less than 30 days, you patam from mezuzah. If you're there more than 30 days, you chayvin mezuzah. L'chayr bayis shabesfina should be the same thing. If you're going to be there less than 30 days, you should be patam. If you're going to be there more than 30 days, you should be chayiv. What's the Rambam saying? It seems to be a special halacha about bayis shabesfina. There's a Bach, the Bach in Yerdeis, in Rish Pei Vav, Sefir Aleph, he brings down this Rambam, and he writes in this Rambam, Mutsosi Kosov the Tesefta'i. He says, the Mokadam is the Tesefta. But I saw the Hagoyis in the new tour on the bottom of the Bach, the Hagoyis for Oris, they write that it's not in the Tesefta Shonofanenu. And the Tesefta we have, we don't have such a Tesefta. They do mention that there's a Medrash HaGadol that was printed in not that long ago, and the Medrash HaGadol does mention this Bayis Shebesvinus Pater, but they bring down that the Mefakfik that the Medrash HaGadol, it could have been the person who's malakit this Medrash HaGadol, put it together with the Medrash, it could be he took this halacha from the Rambam itself. Like, they don't consider this much of a source, because the Medrash, it's called Medrash HaGadol, it's not so clear, it's not Medrash Rabbah, it's not Medrash Tanchuma, which was Masudah by Nechera Tanoim. It could be that they just malakit certain halachas in the Rambam itself. So, right there, we have a kasha what the mock is. The stipler in King's Yaakov, in this King's Yaakov, HaMenachah, Simon Chavdalad, he stells in this Rambam, what's the time, what's the mock? And he has another kasha. He has a kasha, there's a tesefta the Ramo brings down in your day, Simon Shin Samachav Sef Gimel, Hilch Zerivin. The tesefta says that Batam Shabbosvina needs Erev Chatzeris. The halacha is that if you have a lot of houses that are open to a common chatzah, like in this neighborhood, you have to have, besides what we call an Erev, besides the Tzus HaPesach to make Rishus Yachid, you also have to have Erev Chatzeris. Since many private homes, many private Rishus Yachid are sharing the common area, it looks like Rishus Rabban, so Chazal Masakim, you should make an Erev Chatzeris. They should all be Mishtatif together in a box of matzahs like we do over here. The Rav has it, everyone should know where it is. And that's the Erev Chatzeris. So the same thing in an apartment building, which every house is, they want to share the hallways. So the hallways, they all have to have Erev Chatzeris. So the Ramo Paskins, and it's Al Pi Tesefta, that Batam Shebesvina also needs Erev Chatzeris. If you have a lot of cabins on a boat, which each cabin belongs to different people are sleeping in them, for them to carry in the common area on the deck, they have to make Erev Chatzeris. So you see that Batam Shebesvina, houses on a boat, are chayiv in Erev Chatzeris. In fact, this type of kasha, the Gemara in Sukkah Daf Gimel and the Gemara in Yuma Daf Yud compares the Gedda of a bias for Erev Chatzeris to the Gedda of bias for mezuzah also. For example, there's a brisa in Sukkah Daf Gimel. The brisa says Tonabonim Bayishem by Abba Amis Abba Amis. It talks about the halacha of a house that's less than 4x4 is potum in a mezuzah in a makkah veina matam bin negoyim veima avin by. And it compares all these halachas. The same gedda is potter from mezuzah, is potter from Erev Chatzeris. It's mashma from the Gemara that whatever is considered a bias for Erev Chatzeris is considered a bias for mezuzah. And just like the Ramah brings down from Tesefta that Batam Shebesvina chayiv in Erev Chatzeris, so chayiv should be chayiv in mezuzah also. Why is the Ramah paskin that Bayis Shebesvina is potter from mezuzah? So the Maaseh Stipler wants to be nidchak and saying, like Yaakov was saying, there must be that the Ramah is talking about people that are not living permanently on the boat. If someone's living permanently on the boat, he's the captain, he's the workers, he's the pilot on the boat, he would take a mezuzah. And the Rambam must be talking about people that are traveling. The Rambam zicha mashma that's talking about people that are traveling for more than 30 days. So the stipler, that could be the chiddush of the Rambam. The Rambam's chiddush is that even though it's more, normally when you rent a house for more than 30 days, you have a mezuzah, but over here, it's not really your dira, you're just using it to take a trip overseas, and even though the trip is taking more than a month, maybe it takes a few months, but it's not considered dira, it's considered you're on the boat for traveling, that's why it's not called dira's kvah. But again, the Rambam does not mean someone that's living on it permanently. If someone would be living on it permanently, then already, you know, you can't just say you're traveling, you're living there, so that's your dira, then already you would be chayv mezuzah. But then this type brings down that his son, Tzlang Yaron Abraham Kanievsky, showed him that there's another Rambam. This Rambam is in Hilchos Mezuzah that says that Bayish Shebesvina Peturim in a Mezuzah. But there's another Rambam, Hilchos Brachas. And Perikid Alf, Alcha Beis, the Rambam brings down the Alacha to make Bechas HaMitzvahs. And the Rambam talks about mitzvahs, and the Rambam says, Yish Mitzvahs HaSeish Odom Chayiv. There are mitzvahs that a person is always chayiv to keep. And the Rambam gives, for example, Tfilin, Sukkah. You always have to put on Tfilin. Every Sukkah, you have to sleep in a Sukkah. Every Sukkah, you have to take a little Menesik. Then the Rambam continues, Yish Mitzvahs Ein Chayiv. There are mitzvahs which are not a chayiv, and Ladumyan Rishus. It's considered a Rishus. You have Rishus to do the mitzvah. Kegoyim Mezuzu Maka. And the Rambam explains, these mitzvahs, theoretically, a person could be put his whole life from. He doesn't have to be mechuyev in a mezuzah or a maka. Maka is like a fence. When you have a roof, when people go on the roof, it's dangerous. The Torah is mechuyev to make a maka. So the Rambam says, "Kein mezuzah maka she'ein adam chayev lishkin bebayis a chayev mezuzah." A person is not mechuyev to live in a house that's mechuyev in a mezuzah. Kadesh yas a mezuzah in order to miss a mezuzah. There's no such thing. You don't have to have a house in order to be mechuyev in a mezuzah. Let's say a person doesn't want to own a house, doesn't want to live in a house. He wants to live on the streets. You don't tell them, no, you're mechuyev to have a house because you have to have a mezuzah. There's no such thing. Only if you have a house then you have to put up mezuzah. But yeah, mechuyev. And the Ram continues, "Enle marzul lishkin kol yom ba'oyel ay besvina yeshev." This is what Chaim Kanevsky showed him earlier. The Ram says, if a person wants to live his whole life in an oil in a tent, he means a tent that's not chayiv in a mezuzah, or in a svina, or on a boat, he could live his whole life on a boat that we put up a mezuzah. So Chaim showed him that it's not just Rambam and Hilchos Mezuzah, there's Rambam and Hilchos Brachos, where he adds on one word, two words, Ayba Svina. He wants to give an example, a person could go through life and be part of a mezuzah his entire life, and he says it's to live in a Svina. So you see from this Rambam, even though a person is his entire life, not like the disciple wanted to say, the disciple wanted to say Rambam and Hilchos Mezuzah.
I understand, it's not the Pshat, the Sailor's Overfit. This thing is not a mockum that people live. It happens in people, just like with a sukkah, if you make it out of solid metal, right? It's still considered it's good even to do even though right now it's a Deus Keva, because a Deus Keva is not made this way. Same thing with the boat. It's not made to live. It happens to be so.
It's a good story. We're gonna get there. It's not a good story. Let's talk about it in a minute. But this type of the mice, he doesn't say that, and he is nidchak in this. He wants to say maybe the Ram here also doesn't mean the captain, also mean no, the Ram does talk about Kol Yom of it. I think the staff would say maybe the Ramadiyah means a Baisha Besvina, which is not Mechuyev in a mezuzah. It's talking about it doesn't have a mashgrave or something, but it's also shver. It's not mashma that way. Basically, the staff ends off Tzarchin on this. But first, let's talk about a mokka. What's the mokka of the Rambam? The Rambam, we know the klal is, the Mefarshim will say, when the Rambam sometimes says a chiddush without a mokka, his own chiddush, and then he writes yearly, it seems to me. It's a code word. Whenever the Rambam writes Yirali, that means there's no Mokka. If the Rambam would say Yirali and you would find a Tesefto, a Sefri, or Gemara, you have a Kasha. Why is the Rambam saying Yirali? It's a regular Rambam. But over here, the Rambam does not say Yirali. So L'chari is a Mokka. So what's the Mokka? So I was thinking that L'chari is a fair Shu Yishami. And I have to know Yishami from Kivega. Kivega and Shu's Kivega, Simon Test brings down Yishami. It's Yishami then the Megillah. Yishami says, Tefillin mezuzah hey kodem. The Rishami is a shayla. Which comes first, tefillin mezuzah? It's talking about someone nishin yodei maseges, a person who can't afford to buy both, and he's in a matzah. If he either can buy a tefillin or he can buy mezuzah, if he doesn't have the money and he cannot borrow, and he has no choice, so he has to make it. He has to choose either to be kind of mitzvah tefillin or mitzvah mezuzah. Which comes first? What should he do? He's an honest son, the second mitzvah, but for this first mitzvah, which one comes first? So the Rishami in Zohar, Rav Huna says. Tefillin comes first. Shekein hi neheges b'mefoshi yomim v'hochi midbaris. Because tefillin, yechayiv even people that travel in the sea and people that travel in the midbar. So Kiveg explains to Yishami that Yishami is saying there's a chayimah by tefillin of a mezuzah, that tefillin you always chayiv in. Yechayiv in even when you're traveling on the sea and even when you're traveling in the midbar, yechayiv in mezuzah. Of a mezuzah, when you're traveling on the sea or when you're going in the midbar, you're potter. Since the Yishami says Mefarshi Yomim, traveling on the sea, it's mashma that you're always pata when you're traveling. The Yishami could have said a person is pata for mezuzah if he's temporarily without a house. But since the Yishami chaps on the case of Mefarshi Yomim, I think the Yishami means this halacha of the Rambam that people that live in a houseboat or in a house on a boat by a shebesfina, they're always pata for mezuzah. So chere Mefarshi Yishami like the Rambam, and that's the makkah of the Rambam. The fact that the Yishami says that the reason why tefillin is kodem is because it's neheges b'fashi yomim. Hashem ki mezuzah is not b'fashi yomim. So b'fashi yishami. Afterwards, I looked in the Mafteich and the Rambam, and I saw they do bring down from Shang Shus Beis Yitzchak and some other chayim that they say this is makkah also. The makkah of the Rambam is in the Yishami. This Yishami would also be a makkah for what the Rambam says. The Rambam Hilchos Brachos said that there's two ways a person could be part of a mezuzah his whole life. He could be on a houseboat, a Baal Shem Besvina, or he could be, he could live in oil his whole life. That's also in this Yishami, because Yishami says, Hochei Midbarais, people that travel in the desert, they're chayiv in tefillin, but they're potter from mezuzah. Nechari, it could be that means hocha midbaris, so people that are traveling in oil, they have a tent. And the tent could be potter because it's always temporary. It's something you knock down, you put up. A tent could also be like a tzriyah, like the Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Gimel, the Mishnah is Daf Yutes also, in Sukkah, that it's on an angle, so it comes to a point, like a triangle, so it's not chayiv in mezuzah. What's the reason that Baal Shem Besvina is potter? So I was thinking, the reason is basically what Yaakov is saying. Even a person that lives in a boat constantly, it could be that's not called a deer. a lot of times to understand the teshuva of a word, we think of what is the word and what's the davar v'hafachai? What is the opposite of that word? So what's the opposite of dira? I think the opposite of dira is nasiya, traveling. In English, it doesn't work, because in English, people refer to dira as living, which is really a funny word. People ask, where are you living? And in Lashon HaKodesh, you once would be Eifa Atachai, where do you live? But we don't, dira is really a different word. It doesn't mean living. A person's always living. Dira is dira, where a person is dar. So the difference between dira is, the opposite of dira is, either you're dar, you're in your place of dwelling, or you're in the sea, or you're traveling. And since these are two opposite things, and they say and a dar, you can't be at the same time, and they say and dar. Is a mela when you have a person that lives on a ship constantly. And the purpose of the ship is always to travel, and it's really to take people from here to there. The passengers are definitely traveling. But even the captain, even the workers, they're also traveling. They're traveling in order to transport the customers, transport the passengers from place to place. That's where they're also traveling. So Bashar, even though they're also living there, if you ask them, where do you live? This is where I live. This is my house, my permanent house. He's got all his pictures hung up. This is where his knickknacks, this is where he lives. But he's also always constantly in the state of Neseya, of traveling. And Bashar's a person's Neseya, that's not Dar. It's like a Dar of Afachai. And really the ik is the nasiya, because that's the ikatafkid of the whole boat, this is for the traveling. I think that's pshat, that's the pshat halacha. The pshat, the person is traveling, that's when he cannot be, he's not called deer. And that's why it's mafkif in the deer, and it's never mechiv mezuzah. That's the Mordechai Chiddush of the Rambam, which the mock is in Chayin Yishami, that Ba'ish of Sidus Pata. I saw that in the Das Kedoshim, which is a little bit an early Achron, and in Michas Yitzchak, he talks about it also. They talk about, what do they call an RV? Motorhomes. People have these big motorhomes that could have 3-4 rooms in it. And they're big, and people live in them permanently. They don't even own a house. They just live in a motorhome. What's it then? The way we're learning, if this RV would sometimes, they would just park and just stay. They stay in a trailer park, I think it's called. They stay in a trailer park, and they stay there for a few months, and then they start to take a trip and travel somewhere. That would be chayv and mezuzah because part of the time they're stationary. But if they're in the trailer, and even if they remain in it for life, but they're in it because they want to constantly travel, they never want to stay in one place, they want to constantly be on the move, constantly travel, then they would be, this question would be either, there would be nesei and dar at the same time, and you cannot have a nesei and a dar at the same time, and since the ikka reason why they're in this RV, this motorhome, is for the purpose of traveling, otherwise they would live in a regular house, That lecher be part of the mezuzah. Do I have a learning? Now I want to speak about the ik gemur menachas stuff. I'm down on menachas. The gemur says, "Haseicha bayis bechutzlar." It's kol shleish shemayim part of the mezuzah. A person lives in, rents a house for 30 days. He's part of the mezuzah. Bikan ve'elich. If he rents the house more than 30 days, he's chayiv. It sounds a little different, but the. It's a different gather, but basically this is the loch of a secha bayis. A secha bayis in chutzlarts, the first 30, for 30 days, less than 30 days, you're renting a house, and like a few weeks for vacation, you bought it, but if it's more than a few weeks, if it's more than 30 days, you're chayv in the mezuzah. As I make a pask in your days, some reish peyvav, secha bayis. The nachas svi in the Sari Shulchan Aruch, we spoke about last week, a different nachas svi, in the Sari Shulchan Aruch from the Pesachei Tshuva, besides the Pesachei Tshuva on the bottom, you also have on the side the nachas svi, where the Pesachei Tshuva writes chedushim. In your days, some reish peyvav, secha bayis. He calls a shaila. If a person rents a house for more than 30 days, let's say he signs a lease for a full year, when is he mechuyev to put the mezuzah? Is he mechuyev to put the mezuzah first after 30 days? Like the lashon of the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Asecha bayis hashesh miyim, he's potter. Mikan be'elch he's chayev. He's only chayev after 30 days. Or once he rents it for a full year, then already he's chayev from the beginning to put the mezuzah. That's a shaila. So the Nachas he says, the pashtus of the Gemara to him is mashma. You only chayiv after 30 days. I'm not so sure what the diyuk is. Again, the lashon of the Gemara is haseicha bayis v'chutzla. It's kol shleish shemayim potter min mezuzah. Mikan ve'elech chayiv. So he learns mikan ve'elech is when the chayiv starts. And the chayiv is lav dafka. And the chayiv, you could say the Gemara means if mikan ve'elech, you'd be chayiv even from the first day. But Nachas Tzvi says the pashtus of the Gemara is mashma that you chayiv only after. So when you move in, you don't put a mezuzah. You wait till it's the 30 days. And on that 31st day, when it's chal v'chal yischiv, that's when you put a mezuzah, that's when you make a bracha. That's the Nachas Tzvi Shita. But he brings down that in the Siddur Der Chaim from the Nesivis, the Nesivis made many svarim. One of his svarim is Siddur Der Chaim, which he writes all, he prints the Siddur, and he writes all the halachas, I'll say that Siddur. Later on, the Kitz Shulchan Aruch took that siddur and he added to what the Nesivos did. What the Nesivos did, he added some more halachas. So our siddur there, Chaim, has both halachas from the Nesivos and the Kitz Shulchan Aruch. I don't know about today, but Amol used to say that every Rav should daven from a siddur there, Chaim. That's the siddur he should use for davening. Because if any shayla comes up in davening, he'd have the page right there, he'd have the siddur there, Chaim, he'd be able to look up the shayla right there. That's what he used to give advice to Rabban. So in the siddur there, Chaim, when he has also the like we also have in the siddur all the brachas that we make when he talks about mezuzah, he has a lashon over there that you're. If you rent the house up to 30 days, you're potter from a mezuzah. So the Nachasi wants to be medayik, it's mashma from the Siddur Derechaim, that from the Nesivos, that if you rent the house for more than 30 days, you make a bracha right away. You have to put the mezuzah right away. I'm not so sure what the diag is. Again, this is the lashon of the Nesivos. The Nesivos says, Hasecha bayis ad shleshim yom potter. Up to 30 days, you're potter. So he's medayik, it's mashma that for. If you rent it more, you machuyev right away. I'm not sure what the dig is, but I saw that later poskim they all quote the Nachas Svi b'shem the Siddur Derechaim. They all assume that this is the Nesivos Hashita. But Akoponim, that's the way the quoting the Shita and Nesivos that this is the machlokes. When you rent the house for more than 30 days, are you first chayvim mezuzah at the end of 30 days, the 31st day, and on, or the chiyev already start immediately from the first day? I don't know if it would be telling so much in your lease. It would be telling maybe more in you yourself. If you're staying...
They do it from month to month. Every month, we have to roll over from the side end of the month.
I mean, you yourself, we're not machla. What I'm doing, where I'm going to live next month? I mean, I...
I'm doing every month to month. You're kicking me out. I don't have to stay. So every month, that you're doing 30 days.
I think it goes by the das of the seichel, really. Did he have in mind at the beginning to stay more than 30 days? Or he didn't know yet? That'd be an ashayla. If he doesn't know himself how long he's staying, I said I'll decide at the end of 30 days. It could be every time it's a brand new 30 days. But pashtus, once you're there more than 30 days, you chayv a mezuzah. As pashtus. But again, this is the Nachas Svi's Chakir, and then he seems to be 2 days. His own shita and the Nesivos shita. When you rent the house for more than 30 days, that you chayv a mezuzah is the chiyah from the beginning, or is the chiyah first after the 30 days is finished. So Nachas Svi explains very nicely. Chayv this should be totally in two shitas and taisus in Menachas. That Gemara daf mem dalad. Again, the Gemara says the Gemara starts off with talus. Gemara says a talus shula is part of tzitzis. If a person borrows a talus, he's mid the rice, he's part of tzitzis. And the rice says kol shle shemiyim he's part of tzitzis mid the rice and even mid the banan. But if he borrows a talus for more than 30 days, he's chayv in tzitzis. And the reason is because it's mechzik shaloi. People also recognize this guy's wearing the same talus for more than 30 days. They're going to think it's his. So midabonim v'goyzer, the midabonim you should put on tzitzis. And then the braisa continues. The hasecha bayis, because it's the same halacha. Kol shashim is potter min mezuzah, and mikam ve'enach is chayit. So poshut from the Gemara is mashma that mezuzah is the same din like a talus. Just like a talus is potter min deraisa, La'olam, if it's not yours, that's midraisa, because the Torah says ksuscha. The Gemara Dashans has to be ksuscha, has to be your beged. Only if it's your beged, you chayv midraisa in the talus. If you borrow a talus for more than 30 days, you only chayv midrabanan. So, Pasha the Gemara's mashma, there seems to be such a lachay also, that a mezuzah, you only chayv if it's beischa, if you own the house. If you're renting the house, even though there's a whole sugya in the Avodah Zarah, if schiris is like a kinyan or not, how much of a kinyan schiris is. But the Gemara wants to say that it's a chayitz mashma. Tosfos wants to say a chayitz mashma that a seicha bayis is the same shayla that you only chayiv midrabanan. But Tosfos says a chayitz not true because we don't find such a drasha by mezuzah. Even though the Torah does say beisecha al mezuzah beisecha visherecha, it does call it your house. We don't find such a locha that the chayiv mezuzah is only if you own the house. And that pasuk of beisecha, the Gemara daf chaf dalad in Menachos has a different drasha. The Gemara Dashans on Beisecha, Derech Biyoscha. How do you know that mezuzah you have to put on the right side? The Gemara Dashans, Derech Biyoscha. And this word Beisecha, we dash in Biyoscha. The way a person walks in. And a regular person who's right-handed, the Gemara tells us, a person's Derech is, you pay attention, you always walk with your right foot first. You enter a house with your right foot first, with your right side first. That's why the Chiyah mezuzah is on the right. Since we're using this word, this drasha Beisecha, for this drasha, Derech Biyoscha, we don't have any drasha that the chiyuv mezuzah is only on Beisecha, only by Shachar. So Tosfos says, what's the reason that you potter the first 3 days? So Tosfos says, not because you have to own the house. That's not the reason. It's a different reason, because it's not called the yeskva. Because you have to have a dira. You have to be living in the house. And living in the house is more than 30 days. That's the first sheet in Tosfos. That, again, that really... that Secha Bayis is Chayiv and Mezuzah Medaraisa, but you need 30 days for it to be a Diras Kva. Oh, and when you own a house, it's considered a Dira right away, it seems to be. I guess if you own the house and you move in, that's considered Kvias right away. But if you're renting, I guess it's not really sure how long you're going to stay, you think you're going to stay. Only if you're renting for more than 30 days is it called a Diras Kva. That's the first sheet in places. And then Tesis brings down this Svara that we find that 30 days. You need 30 days to have a kviyas. Tosfos brings down from a Gemara in Babasa of Ches b'nei'ir to be considered part of a city, a citizen of a city. The halacha of b'nei'ir masim and stokas. In times of the Gemara, they had things set up the way it should be, that it was organized and everyone in the shtat, everyone in the city would pay taxes for all the joint needs, all the common needs, and they would pay, and everyone in the city would have a certain collection of stakka. They would make a cheshbon how much stakka they needed for the poor people in the city, and they would come up with every single person, and they would collect a certain amount of stakka. So the Gemara says, if a person moves into the city, I guess if he doesn't buy a house, he buys a house, I think he's considered a neighbor immediately. But if he comes in and he's renting, the first 30 days, he's potter from taxes, and he's potter from the masim, he's potter from stakka. So he's not that mechayivim because he's like a guest. He's only a guest, he's not really part of the city. But after 30 days, then already he's chayiv in the taxes and in all the stakas. So the text wants to say the same thing. But again, mezuzah. You see, it takes 3 days to be kviyas, to be considered makom d'ir. But then this is a second sheet. The text wants to say that maybe really it is deraisa, because really the pashas the gemara is mashmas comparing mezuzah to tzitzis to talis. So the text wants to say it could be the Torah does say besecha twice. It could be one time Besecha we dash in derech biyascha, but the second time Besecha, even though the Gemara doesn't say it, but this Gemara's mashma also dashing that the chiv of mezuzah is only if you own the house. And Tosfos, the second sheet that wants to say a chiddush that a secha bayis is really always part of a mezuzah midraisa, even if he lives there forever. If you don't own the house, if you rent it or you borrow it, you're part of a mezuzah midraisa. And the only reason you chayv after 30 days is midrabanan, because it's mechzik ishalai, because it looks like it's yours, and it's only a chiv of midrabanan. It's only a chiv of midrabanan. As a man, the Nachasi wants to say that Nachir would be this Shaila. If you hold that Hasei Chabayis is Chayiv Midaraisa, and the reason why you need 30 days is to make a Kvias, then you could say if you move into the house, a Daita to stay there for more than 30 days, you move in for like a year, then already you Chayiv immediately. Because Ba'atzim it's Chayiv Midaraisa. I'm sorry. Yeah, that's mitzchayv midaraisa, and you only need the kviyas, and the kviyas is that you moved in a daita to be the kviyas, and that'll be the sheet like the nesivas that you be chayv immediately. But if you hold like the second sheet in Tosfos, that a secha bais is always potam midaraisa. It's only the chiv can only be midarbanan. He's always potam midaraisa, and the chiv is only after 30 days because mechzik shalai. He says then it's mistarba like him. That it's only when it becomes mechzik shalai, after the 30 days are up, that it's mechzik shalai, that's when you first chayiv in mezuzah. And you cannot put up a mezuzah earlier, that's when the first chayiv will be. And the Nachasvi brings down that the Pesachim will say the ik is the second day in Tosfos, and as there's mash from Tosfos himself, the Tosfos holds the ik is the second day in Tosfos. There's a Tosfos in the Beis Zohar, the Chaf Aleph, and other places where he always says the second shita, that the Secha Bais is potam midraisa, it's only chayiv midrabanan because it's mechzik shalai. So since the ik is like the second sheet, he holds the ik is like him, that you don't put up a mezuzah until the 31st day. The ma'aseh, what?
That's only if you rent.
That's only?
If you rent.
By renting, right. The ma'aseh had to be paskin. I saw that there's different days in the achrenim, and Rav Moshe has a tshuva and also, Nugas Moshe, your day is some kufayin tes. And Rav Moshe wants to say, Misafik, you should be choshesh for the nesivas shita, and you should put up a mezuzah right away, without a bracha. Since the machoikas put it right away out of bracha, and after 30 days, you should take it off and put it back on with a bracha. That eitz is a little bit shver to me. We spoke about this last week. Because achayr, if you take it off and put it back on, it's not a lukvias, it's all one mitzvah, and then we might say that that's the window when we check mezuzahs. When we check them, we take them off to check them, we put them back on, the same thing we make another bracha. Yes? But
yeah,
you're on speaker, go ahead.
If Potter Mede Isis, then why does the Gemara have to come on to a tier to say that Tzuin is Koidim from Svina and Hochim and Boris? Why does the Gemara say that
it's Yisur? Oh, very good. You should stipe this, Takasha. Oh, no, I'm sorry, one second. Kivegi is Takasha. Kivegi and Tshuva Simantes is Takasha. Why did Rav, he says who Adin? Doesn't he say Takasha? Who Adin? Rav Huna could have said that Tfilin is chayiv even by a person who rents a house. Mashen Kei Mezuzah, a person who rents a house is part of Midraisa Kol Yomav. Because it had to say such a doicha case. That's such a dachem of Fashiyam. And Echnami, but Gemais Bekivega shows in that kashrim. Bekivega just says, who Adin, the Yishami could have said, a person who seicha a house. Give a look at Bekivega Simon Tess at the beginning. Okay, very good. Then it's the Nachas Svi also brings down another shayna from Achreinim, that according to his shita, even according to himself, brings another shayna from Achreinim, a person that lives in a house less than Lamed Yoyim. Less than 30 days, is he allowed to be machmir and put up a mezuzah? And the Nachas Svi brings down that if you want to be machmir, even though you're renting house less than 30 days, you want to be machmir and put up a mezuzah, you could put up a mezuzah, and some achrayim say you can even make a bracha. And this to me, I don't begin to understand, maybe I have to look at the achrayim inside, why should you be able to make a bracha? You're not b'chuyiv in a mitzvah, and I don't even understand the chumash about you, but whatever it is, why should we think of bracha? Well, Meister, that's what the Pesach Tshuva brings down also. So in Reish Pehe. Okay, I want to speak in another Indian, but it's getting late. Next week.